Last night, I ate my tea at about 5:30.
Mm.
And it was lovely and it was really good. And I didn't really have anything to do last night. So just sort of hanging around, watching a bit of telly. And so nice early tea. Then 7 o'clock, get a phone call from a friend. Do you want to come for a curry? Do you know what I did? I went for the curry.
Oh,
so you can
as
now
well.
Call me. Yeah. So you can now call me Marty Two Meals.
Right. I mean, I'm not going to call you that.
Double dinner day.
Why did you do that? Why didn't you just say, no, I've eaten?
Because you can't say no, Crest, to a chicken tikka masala. And then the guy comes up, the waiter comes up, and I was like, oh, I've already eaten, so I'm probably not going to be ordering very much. And he was like, oh, that's a shame, because I was going to give you some poppadoms on the sly. And you can't turn down things that are on the sly, can you?
You can't, no. Poppadoms, but at least poppadoms are quite light, I would say.
And they went brilliantly with the entire chicken tikka masala that I had.
Yeah,
as well.
You then had a full curry, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, great to hear that, Martin. Lovely to hear about your dinners that you have. Thank you so much for that. You'd be surprised to hear people who maybe just tuned in for this. This is a Eurovision podcast. We don't tend to talk about Martin's previous dinners, but apparently that's what we're doing on this episode of Nopois.
Nopois is shameful.
Nopois is lack of respect for Euros.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nopois is no fun.
You know, thinking about it, we could probably do an episode of Nul Poir just based on talking about food we've had in various countries where we've been to see Eurovision. Do you remember the schnitzel?
Yeah, it's funny. As I was saying that, I was like, actually, that could make a good episode. That's what I was thinking as well. I was like,
Do you remember when we went to Austria and I had schnitzel every day?
Yeah, you were obsessed with it.
I mean,
I don't blame you.
The
schnitzel was good, but some of the places we were at, I was like, I would not be ordering schnitzel here. This is not the place for schnitzel. But he was just mad for it. He was mad for the schnitzel.
The thing was, right, you see the menu in front of you and you see all the things on it, and then you just think, but really, none of these things are better than the schnitzel.
Yeah.
So why not just have the schnitzel again? And that happened every day.
Yes, I understand your plight. I understand your plight. Schnitzel is great. We all love schnitzel. But at some points, you've got to experience a couple of other things.
Not when you're in Austria, really.
Not when you're in Austria. Okay, fine. Well, I'm hoping, at least in Italy, there's plenty to choose from. Wherever we end up going, we still don't know where the city is, by the way.
No, we don't. We've been waiting for that for ages. Anyway, look, welcome along. Hello, my name is Martin, that is Laura. This is Nul Poir. It's a Eurovision fan podcast. We're from the UK and we don't really know everything there is to know about Eurovision. That is certainly true, but we're trying to learn and hopefully bring you along on this journey with us. Just a little bit of housekeeping before we get into some of the stuff that's been happening, which is that we mentioned last week, this is sort of like an insight into our personal lives that you just really don't need to know or care about, but both of us have got a lot going on at the moment. Okay,
we've got a lot going on, and we're not just saying that. It's just both of us have got like potential house moves on the cards, first new like flats and etc. We've just got a lot going on at work, a lot going on in our private lives. It's to be said. Yes,
and the reason that we are telling you this is because there's question marks over whether we're going to be able to do an episode next week.
But I think that's fine for 1 week, especially when we have got news at the moment, but it's not loads and loads of news. So do bear with us. We will put it on our Twitter and Instagram if we're not going to be up next week, but we'll let you know. But just a little pre-warning. So, as long as I don't have a heart attack with everything that's going on.
Anyway, meanwhile, let's talk about some Eurovision stuff, shall we? Because
yes,
we might as well get into
we?
It.
Well,
what with us being
this is an episode.
Yeah,
yes.
Might as well. Yeah. And Wenger boys are back in town.
They are, or they might be back in town, Martin. Yes, what a surprise. We've got another hat in the ring to represent the UK at Eurovision 2022. This time it's by a group that I could actually see at Eurovision if they toned down the cheesiness. It's the Wenger boys, as you said, the Dutch group, as we all know from Boom 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 and We Like to Party. They're a Eurodance group, and they've offered their services to the UK. Apparently the vocalist Robin Paws told the Metro newspaper, we can represent the UK. He questions why James Newman's Embers apparently got Nul Poir. I said, I was embarrassed because the UK was really good. The song was nice and the singer was nice, but they were like, whatever, 0 points. How is that even possible? Next year, we're going to arrange it. We love the UK.
Right.
Now, the thing is, I think, I don't know.
Where are the Wenger boys from, by the way?
They're Dutch. They're from, they are actually from Rotterdam. They're based in Rotterdam. The thing is with this, Martin, is I think the Wenger boys are a group that people in the UK would think would do well at Eurovision because they're that typical cheesy pop, Europop. But I actually don't think they would because they're of that older style. They're of a 90s style now. We've moved on from that in Eurovision. You don't get that anymore. If you remember some of kind of typical things a bit like that, like, for example, France's, I think, was it, what was their name? They did a I Want to Have a Mustache.
Oh, Twin Twin. Yeah, Twin Twin. Well remembered.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's just really stuck with me, that song. Clearly, I really related to the need to have a mustache. But yeah, with that, that didn't do very well. And that was slightly similar. It wasn't quite as dancey, maybe. But they do love Eurovision. So maybe they could pull it out of the bag, maybe do a more modern hit rather than a 90s hit. I just don't know. I'm saying this. I doubt they're actually going to represent the UK. But I just feel like they're a group that people think is Eurovision, and they're actually, Eurovision's moved on, mate. It's moved on.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Anyway, meanwhile, those are some people who probably won't be representing their country, but in very exciting news, we can now say and talk about a person who actually is representing their country. This is Belgium, who have announced their contestant.
Yes, and it's come around very quickly, I feel, hasn't it? So we've got the very first artist for Eurovision 2022. Now, I'm going to not be able to say his name. So it's Jeremy Maquies, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. Jeremy, very good.
Jeremy Maquies, maybe that's a better way of saying it. So the singer, he won The Voice Belgique, Belgium's edition of The Voice in 2021. So yeah, the broadcaster RTBF, they've announced very quickly that he's going to be representing Belgium, which is interesting with Belgium. I don't know what it is, because the broadcaster VRT also announced first for the 2018 and 2020 competition. So it's a bit like, you know, the voting system in the UK, where there's always like certain wards that are really quick at announcing who's the winner, like Sunderland always gets out the votes really quickly. I feel like Belgium's.
And you see them all there with the ballot boxes running,
and it's like a sort of sense of pride for them to like be out there first. I feel like Belgium's a bit like that for the Eurovision, seem to always be getting the first artists out there. Do you have any details about Jeremy Martin? Anything about him?
Well, I can tell you a little bit about him. He was born to Congolese parents in Antwerp, and then he sort of moved around all over Belgium, really, in the preceding years. So sort of at six, his family up sticks and moved elsewhere in Belgium, a little bilingual town in sort of part of Brussels. So, which means, as a result, and I think this is really cool, Jeremy can speak both Dutch and French.
That's cool. I wonder if we'll have a little bit of that in the song, possibly.
That'd be nice. Very, very nice voice by the sounds of things. He's a sort of, you can see he's got a lot of emotion behind his vocals.
I was thinking
a lot of kind of soul there as well, which is, I think, will go down really, really well. It suggests to me that there might be a bit of a slow song from Belgium this year,
if I was
to put money on it.
He did do, for his voice, his first kind of a song that he sung for The Voice was a sort of slower version of Jealous by Labyrinth, and all the judges turned their chairs around. So, very interested to see what he brings to the table, and congrats again to Belgium for getting out that announcement first.
Do you remember last week when you and I were talking about Darthy, who, I remember, Icelandic representative in 2020 and 2021, and we love him and we're going to see him in November, which I'd almost forgotten about, but we're going to see him in London, which should be really exciting. He put out a thing that said he really wants to work with people, and we were suggesting people that he might work with and collaborate with to make this album that he's working on at the moment. I just have to mention this, right, because I saw a tweet from him a few days ago, and it really made me laugh. This is brilliant Darthy-esque humour. So I want to just share this with you, see what you think of this. I won't stop until I make a song with Lil Nas X. Probably wouldn't stop after that either, but at that point at least I can choose. Love that.
Oh, he is great, isn't he? That would be great. I'd love to see that. That would be so good. I mean, Lil Nas X is like on fire at the moment. So good luck, Darby, getting that. But I think he could do it, you know. I think it's possible. Yeah, thank you so much for that, Martin. And yeah, we still want to get, you know, if people want to tell us who you think Darby should be collaborating with, let us know. I'll give you all the details about how to get in contact with us about that. But we would like your thoughts too.
Yes, please. That would be very, very nice. I wonder, just thinking about it, what do Lil Nas X and Eurovision have kind of in common at the moment?
I don't know.
I would say, because Lil Nas X has been doing an awful lot about the, like, promoting LGBT rights his acts, and Eurovision's really well known.
Well,
because
he is gay himself.
Well, yeah. And, you know, this has been something that he's been doing a lot of in his acts recently, and Eurovision does that well. And I don't know, maybe that's sort of some sort of excuse for a bit of crossover. I'm clutching at straws, but you never know.
I see what you mean. Yeah, I mean, if Lil Nas, if you want to come and perform at Eurovision next year, that'd be amazing. Yeah. And hopefully you'd do better than Madonna.
Yeah, and maybe have a word with Flo Rida just to work out what, you know, the do's and don'ts. The do's and don'ts. That would be ideal.
Yeah, where they messed up there. Yeah.
It's time for something, is it not, Chris?
Yes, it is time. It is time, Martin, for Trivia Time!
Oh, here we go with Trivia Time, the bit of the podcast where one of us gives you a little bit of information about something, a fact, an interesting thing about the Eurovision Song Contest that I bet you didn't know. And this week it's Cress, so what you got?
It's me. And because we're talking about Lil Nas X and Dardy and collabs, I thought we'd go into rapping and Eurovision and talk a bit about, because, you know, people associate Eurovision with pop, with Schlager, but there's different styles, some of them terrible, but there's different styles on Eurovision. It's not all about the pop. And can I tell you, Martin, about the very first rap song on Eurovision?
Oh.
Can you have any guesses about when it might have been?
Hip hop was sort of what, early 80s, was it? And that sort of world. So
and think Eurovision is normally about 10 years later.
Oh, right.
In terms
so
of
early
trends.
Early 90s then is what I'll go for.
I mean, this is, some people might say there are other spoken word bits before this time, of course, and that's fair enough. But I'm talking about a pure sort of rap song, what you would call rap rather than just spoken word. So that's, I'm just getting up that debate out of the way. All right. Don't message in being
Corner coming on.
Don't message me saying, oh, actually, in the 80s, there was this spoken word. So I know, okay, I'm talking about a pure rap song. All right. And I think that title would go to Love City Groove, who also sang the song Love City Groove. That was in 1995. It was a kind of pop rap song, and it did pretty well. It was for the UK, by the way. The UK brought rap into Eurovision.
Oh, well,
something
there
you might
go.
Be surprised.
That is something. So that's a great fact.
So two MCs, male and female, Jay Williams and Yinka Reason Charles, rapped the verses. They were joined by Stephen Beans Rudden for a sung chorus. All great names.
His name's Stephen Rudden, right? Really boring name. And he's desperate for something to spice it up. And he's chatting amongst his friends. And someone says, What? You're always eating beans, aren't you? You love beans, don't you, Steve?
Well, they love
and he's
beans.
Like, I do love beans, actually, as it goes. Well, there you go. There's your name.
There's your name.
You're Stephen Beans Rudden. All right, Beansy.
But yes, so that they did rap the verses, but the chorus was sung.
By Beans.
And I have to say, the UK did very well. I want to guess, where did the UK come? And this is 1995. Where did they come in the table?
Well, you said they've done very well, so seventh?
I mean, for the UK.
Yeah, seventh.
No, tenth. They came tenth.
We won 2 years later.
No, I know. No, but I'm just saying for the UK, I suppose at the time, yes, we were doing very well. But yes, I'm just thinking in general, when I say they've done well, I don't want you to then think, oh, second, which was not what they got. They got tenth, 76 points for a rapping song.
Yeah.
Still pretty good.
I wonder how it went. I've not heard it. I'm rapping all day and I'm rapping all night. I'm doing the Eurovision rap.
We can have a little
singing
listen
a song
to it if you want.
And, yeah, should we? That's probably a better
rather
idea.
Rather than that.
Here it is then, Love City Groove.
You
Yeah, this is exactly what I thought it would be. It's literally what I thought, isn't it? It's like it's early great, 80s rap.
Well, no, early 90s, remember. It's early 90s.
Yeah, but it sounds like early 80s rap. That's what I'm saying.
Well, also, don't forget, in the 90s, there was a big, big trend of rapping in dance songs. There would be a dance number, and then at some point, a bit of a rap. And I think that's what this is sort of bringing about. I can really feel it. But yeah, it wouldn't do well now, I don't think.
No.
I'm kind of surprised it did as well as it did. But there you go. That was the first kind of official rap song in Eurovision.
Great. Thank you very much for that particular edition of...
Trivia time!
And trivia time... Oh, I was about to say trivia time will be back next week. We hope that will be back next week. That is the plan. House moves... permitting.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I could go into that, Cress, I tell you now.
No, people don't want to hear it, Martin. They don't want to hear it. They don't care.
They don't care about my house move. They don't care about my double dinner date. They don't want to know.
It wasn't a date.
No, it wasn't a date. Just
you just had two dinners.
Just have two dinners. Should we do correspondence then? Yes. Thank you, by the way, if you've been getting in touch. It is always, we genuinely love hearing from you. If you've got something to say about what we're talking about, if you'd like to correct us, do that less.
Yeah, don't correct us.
Honestly, genuinely, we love hearing from you and the stuff that you enjoy about the podcast and stuff that you don't like and stuff that you enjoy about Eurovision and why you love it. That's what it's all about. Has anybody been in touch then, Chris?
Yeah, thank you to Wendy, who got in touch with us. We posted about, Darby and how he's looking to collab with people in his album. And we asked you, what are your thoughts? Who would you like to see him work with? Thank you to Wendy, who got in touch saying, a collab with Aurora would be dreamy. I've loved all Darby's previous collaborations, to be fair. Perhaps another with either of his sisters, as per his mixo. I can't say that. I can never say this word, but his mixo Phrygian days. Basically, they're saying perhaps his sisters or Aurora, who of course is the Norwegian singer who was a representative from Norway in the Eurovision Song Contest Edinburgh edition. So she's kind of in the Eurovision scene. So interesting choices there. What do you think about him doing something with his sisters, Martin?
All I can think of is that I think I fancy one of his sisters. So I would like to see more of her.
Okay, that's a weird thing to say.
No, I fancy
he might be
in the
listening
video.
To this.
He won't be listening to
he might.
It.
No. Darby, I apologise that Marty just had to lower the tone with that, but I'd like
no,
to see him with your
lowering
sisters.
The tone. She seems really nice. She seems really, fun. And what I'm saying is I want to know more about her.
All right. Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you. But thank you, Wendy, for letting us know. And we'd still like to know from people who you think you'd love to see. Do you want Lil Nas X to perform with Darby? Let us know. And the ways you can let us know, on Twitter, we are at Poir Null. On Instagram, we're Null Poir Podcast. And send us an email as well if you'd like to tell us more about who you think Darby should collab with and probably... maybe tell Martin off for just being a bit of a weirdo.
Null Poir Podcast.
It's nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. Please
you're
send us emails.
Going,
and...
No, excuse
what?
Me.
Come on. No, you're just talking all over me now. For you're... God's sakes, I'm trying to tell people how to contact
us. Yeah, I know. But, we've got to sort this out because you're always going on about people you fancy. Oh, it's
I'm
that
not,
guy from
when
France.
What am I going on about
Oh, I think he's really hot. Oh, it's so-and-so. And then me. Oh, I make a little passing comment. Oh, I happen to fancy Darby's sister.
Yeah, when it's his...
How can you say that? You're such a weirdo.
When it's his sisters, it's a bit strange.
Why?
Because he might be listening. He does listen to the podcast. And if you're like, well, I like to see his sisters.
I didn't say it like that. I didn't say it all down there.
Fine. Okay. All right. We both have a pass to just randomly bring up our lusts on the show. If that's what you want, we'll bring up our crushes on the show. Fine.
Thank you. Anyway, sorry, carry on. You were giving some important information.
Entry looking very fine. Right. Yes. And do like and subscribe and all that good stuff if you like to hear two people just talking about people they fancy. There you go.
Yeah. Thank you very much for listening to this particular rather strange edition of the Eurovision Fan Podcast.
No. Oh, he did it slowly then. No. We'll be right back.
was an odd episode.